Welcome to the Unscripted SEO Podcast, your place to dive deep into the complex world of search engine optimization, bringing you insight, anecdotes, and real-life application from experts in the SEO industry. And here's your host, Jeremy Rivera.
Hello, and welcome to the Unscripted SEO Podcast. Today's special edition is about featured snippets, giving you a quick SOP, standard operating procedures for targeting those tasty little delights. So a featured snippet is an element of a search result where text appears at the top. It's usually between 40 and 80 words long. It can contain an image, it can be a bullet list, it can be a numbered list, it can be a table, or a combination of several of those elements. The website that's selected for a featured snippet is also eligible to continue to rank organically for that query. So what I've found is a fantastic workflow is using the tool alsoasked.com, plugging in for a particular service page or an article, look at the primary topic, and this tool will mine out the people also ask entries. So in addition to featured snippets, there's another SERP element called people also ask, which surfaces queries that are featured snippets themselves and relevant to the original search. So it's a fantastic tool because it surfaces first layer of what the PAA is for that first query that you targeted, but then it also extracts that next layer down for each of those results. What were the PAA results for those? So it's a fantastic way to find out what are the questions that people have about this subject. So how do you target that as a workflow? What you're going to do is you're going to see what people have asked, identify ones that are relevant to your niche, and it's going to show you what the current ranking snippet is. Analyze it and create your own version of it that's between 40 and 80 words long at the most. It needs to be written in a professional third-party tone, scientific sounding. You don't want to have bias or a first-person name like I think, I am. It wants to be phrased in a third-party parlance, very descriptive, and answer the query appropriately. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to take that original question that triggered that featured snippet, make that the H2, put in your answer, create an image that is relevant to the snippet. It can be just you can use something like Pablo.buffer and just slap the part of the quote onto the image itself, or it can be an image related to it, a chart or graph. The file name is important. The file name and the alt text should align with, but not repeat directly, the question mark itself. So if it should be the answer to this particular problem. So you're going to have the H2, an image with a related file name, related alt tag, your description, your attempted blurb that's going to try to take over that featured snippet. Then the rest of the paragraph after that, you can also fill in any bullet points with supporting information, have a second paragraph to support it, a table, additional information within that same context that also answers that same query in the same way. It's also a good idea, if it's possible, to try to drop in an HTML table showing some of the data related to it, if it's possible. Adding a table has its own additional benefit that you can get a super SERP that's powered just by the table. So that's an extra layer to it. You can try to cross-target with that opportunity. So just using those people also ask entries, now you have created a new useful, relevant section on your either service page or your article that targets a specific featured snippet. And the great thing is, even if you don't win that featured snippet, you can still show up for that query because you're highly relevant and targeted to that particular passage. So just wanted to share that off-the-cuff SOP style insight for you. Have a great day.